we're back with another episode of the Brick House Podcast. How you doing, Matt?
Oh man, I'm great. We made a great decision to record on Monday.
Yeah, I'm glad we did. We were saying we were going to be dropping our Sunday night podcast just as news of the biggest trade of the season broke.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we're recording it on a Monday. Little housekeeping. We're brought to you by Draft.
Oh, wow.
Today, the Daily Fantasy app. We'll tell you about a special offer they have going on in a little bit. Follow us on Twitter at Brickhouse Pod. If you have a question for us, you can reach us through our website, brickhousepodcast.com. If you haven't been there in a while, check out almightyballer.com, too. They're making a bunch of new changes.
Adding tons of podcasts.
Yeah, I saw just this morning they already had the Kings podcast, the Pelicans podcast, and Almighty Ballin' had podcast about this DeMarcus Cousins trade.
Right.
I think Kyrie Irving owes Vlade Divac like the nicest gift basket anyone's ever seen.
Totally took the heat off of him.
He took the heat off of him being the dumbest person of the weekend. We'll get into his outlandish theories. But first, we got to talk about this DeMarcus Cousins trade.
Yes.
What was your immediate reaction upon hearing about this, Matt?
I spent the first 30 minutes to an hour confused. No one knew exactly what the trade was. There was rumors it was Buddy Hield and two first-round picks. Then it was this trade that was the actual trade. And then I started reading that the Kings never even asked for equal value for Cousins. And then you saw the whole stuff where, like, 5 minutes before they traded him, they went to him. They're like, ah, we're not going to trade you. It was super weird because it was just very, I mean, it was the Kings. They can't stop being the Kings.
I think they were jealous of how much we were talking about the New York Knicks the past 3 or 4 weeks. If anyone hasn't heard, who exactly was traded for DeMarcus Cousins? It was the Kings traded Cousins and Omri Caspi
for Buddy Hield, Langston Galloway, Tyreke Evans, and a first and second round pick. The first round pick even has protection on it. It's top three protected.
Speaking of confusing, Matt, did you see Vlade came out today and said that he had to make the trade because 2 days ago the Kings had a better offer for DeMarcus Cousins and didn't take it?
Personally, I think they probably had better offers right up until the point where they accepted the Pelicans.
Too. Every fake DeMarcus Cousins trade I've ever heard of was a better offer than this.
Yeah. Remember a few weeks ago, the Alex Len, TJ Warren, a first and, I don't know, something else, Brandon Knight? Like, that feels better than this one.
Just the Suns draft kit pick would be better than every player that they got.
Right.
So, yeah, I was looking up a few stats about this. So, no player ever in the NBA has averaged 27 points and 10 rebounds a game since Shaq in 2002. Right now, both Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins are currently averaging 27 and 10.
Solid.
Vivek really likes Buddy Hield in this, is what I've heard. That's why this trade maybe made sense to the Kings, is that Vivek Ranadive has a fixation with Buddy Hield. He was the only owner that attended Hield's pro day last year, leading up to the draft. And he is convinced that Buddy Hield is the next Steph Curry.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I think the reason the Suns were able to get the eighth pick last year is because Hield wasn't there. They clearly have been enamored with this guy. By the way, the Sixers have an unprotected first-round pick from the Kings in 2019. So,
oh, yeah, I was reading, too, that Vlade Divac, according to DeMarcus Cousins' agent, really did confirm that he was not going to trade Cousins 40 minutes before this trade happened.
I heard Adrian Wojnarowski talking today on his podcast that these things have an effect on your future as far as getting agents to believe you or getting agents to even want to talk to you.
So next draft, instead of just Wade Baldwin Jr. working out for the Kings, there will be zero players working out for the Kings?
Yeah, pretty much.
Us here at Brick House, we love our conspiracy theories.
Love them.
As much as the next guy.
Yeah.
Maybe even a lot more. I will listen to any conspiracy theory and try and find just even some nuggets that I could take some truth out of and just run with it.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, when I heard he was talking conspiracies on the Road Tripping with RJ and Channing podcast.
Yeah, perfect.
Like, couldn't wait.
I know, right?
Couldn't wait to hear what Kyrie believes in.
What does he believe in, Bob?
He believes in a lot of things. He thinks that there's aliens
in the
U.S.
Not
in the U.S., but in the universe.
Sure, not completely weird to think.
What were some of the other ones? He thinks the Earth is flat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do have... Bob, you know, if the Earth is round, then how come we don't fall off? You know, I think that's the main...
That's a good point, if we're spinning so fast to make laps around the sun like
that. Yeah.
My question for Kyrie, you know, and for anyone who wants to, you know, posit a conspiracy, they ask this question in The Departed. Qui bono, Matt? That is Latin for who benefits.
Who benefits. So you're basically at who benefits if the Earth is flat?
Right, right. In a lot of conspiracies, you'll see, like, you know, they don't want you to know this information. They're keeping
like
the populace
51.
Down. Yeah. You know, there could be mad hysteria if the people knew that aliens are real and that they've crash-landed in New Mexico and that our government has been talking with them for the past 75 years.
Sure, 9/11 being an inside job.
Obviously, that probably wouldn't sit well with Americans.
Yeah.
But why would anyone fake the entire space race and space program, fake photos of the Earth to convince people that we are rotating on axis around the sun and that we are a round planet? The only people I could think of that could really benefit from this?
The globalists, Bob?
The people who sell globes.
Yeah.
Even the globalists, I don't get it. There would be no sense. Like, where's the profit coming from in this lie?
It's just a couple hundred year globe conspiracy because they need to sell these globes.
I went down a YouTube rat hole trying to understand what flat earthers think.
Yeah.
So I can maybe better understand the Cleveland Cavaliers point guard.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Why do they think I haven't gone down this hole.
Okay. So first of all, one of the big things with conspiracies is that the man or the Masonic Illuminati, they like to put a lot of things in plain sight with symbolism.
Right.
And if you look at the UN flag, actually a map of this like 1800s flat earth map where the ratio of the continents and where they lay on the map doesn't really look like the flattened version of the globe.
Oh, it's like a, okay, yeah. I see what you're
saying. You have to see it to see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So flat earthers believe that Antarctica is not at one of the poles of our planet, but rather an ice rim that goes around the circular disk of the Earth.
Of the world.
Yeah.
So it's just, okay.
It's not a square flat Earth, but it's a circular disk with this ice layer
all
the way around.
Yeah.
And, you know, when asked, like, well, why don't you just, like, you know, go look over there? They won't let you look over the edge, Matt. Who are they? A big question mark.
Okay. So basically the flag of the United Nations is the thing that's hiding in plain sight.
A lot of it has to do with what you can and cannot see.
Sure.
Wilson Chandler actually came out and agreed with Kyrie Irving and his citing evidence that he knows the Earth is flat because he walks out his front door and he uses his five senses.
I'm going to start using that whenever people question how I know something. I'm just going to use that because I walk outside. The flag of the UN, suspiciously enough, Australia is like basically the same size as Asia and Europe combined.
That's where Kyrie was born.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. Yeah, you just use your five senses. Just look out your window right now. Does it look round, Bob? No. Does it smell round? Does it taste round? Can you hear it being round, Bob?
All good points.
Yeah. Can
All
you feel it
points.
Being round?
Not at all.
I rest my case. Next conspiracy, please.
Yeah, the same sort of people are saying, like, if the world is round, where are all the satellites?
That's sure.
Where are they? What? Show me the satellites.
I don't know. I don't understand how that's a thing.
If you haven't heard these direct quotes from Kyrie, I think they're worth putting on the pod.
Yeah.
This is a quote from Kyrie. He was flying on an airplane, by the way, while they were recording this podcast.
Over the flat Earth, yes. Yeah. Towards the outer ice rim.
Yeah. I mean, Kyrie actually has enough money that he could fly up in Richard Branson's space tourist travel.
Sure. Get Elon Musk on it.
Okay, this is the quote from Kyrie. What I've been taught is that the Earth is round, but if you really think about it from the landscape of the way we travel, the way we move, and the fact that can you really think of us rotating around the sun and all the planets aligned, rotating in specific dates, being perpendicular with what's going on with these planets? Richard Jefferson interjected.
Yeah.
Apparently Kyrie was doing air quotes, but you couldn't see on the podcast, yeah. To which RJ said, how are you going to put planets in quotations?
So good.
Kyrie had an answer for him.
How would he say?
Because everything that they send or what they want to say they're sending doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no concrete information except for the information that they're giving us. They're particularly putting you in the direction of what to believe and what not to believe. The truth is right there. You just got to go searching for it.
Yeah.
Draymond Green was another NBA player that was asked his opinion. Before this DeMarcus Cousins trade, this was the biggest news of All-Star Weekend. Did you see what Draymond said?
Please tell me.
He was asked if he thinks the Earth is flat. He said, I'm not sure. I don't know the evidence that Kyrie is talking about, mm-hmm. but I think that it could be true, you know. And a reporter said, well, what about, you know, the pictures of the Earth? Have you ever seen a picture of the Earth? It appears round. Draymond's response was, yeah, but who's to say that picture is real?
Of course.
The reporter said, NASA, I guess?
Yeah.
Draymond said, I can make a picture look round with my iPhone, with the panoramic shooting, you know?
That is true. And also, if NASA's so great, Bob, why did we get rid of it, basically? You know, I want to add that.
Good point.
Yeah.
I want to know why we don't have the conspiracy about how John Glenn, first American in space, was obviously had an iPhone like 50 years before the rest of us.
Wait a minute. John Glenn just died recently because they knew that this was going to happen and they didn't want him spilling the beans.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think we're making good progress on connecting all the dots here.
Before we were bombarded with this amazing trade and completely idiotic theories from Kyrie Irving, we had prepared an entire show about the Oscars that are coming up this next weekend. Normally, the All-Star Weekend is so boring, not a whole lot to report on. Next weekend are the Oscars. The biggest dramas, dramatic performances of the year will be honored. What better time to dust off our analogy and mixed metaphor skills and help listeners better understand the NBA and the Oscar films in contention?
Public service here, Bob.
We'll try not to give too specific of spoilers if you haven't seen these movies yet, but we're going to compare teams, players, and actors to the movies nominated for these Oscars. I will give you an example.
Okay.
This is a comparison of the Davises. Viola Davis is in Fences. Anthony Davis is on the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
Davis is in New Orleans to stay. Whether they keep Omer Asik and Alex Ajinka or trade them for some other team's man babies, he's still going to be there. He's a lead role miscategorized as a supporting role. He's the entire role, and he's the only one keeping this family together, too.
That's right.
You know, I guess DeMarcus Cousins could be the new man baby that Davis will have to take care of.
I think he'll have to be. I have one for, you know, La La Land?
Yeah.
My comparison is the Kings, not because of, like, singing and dancing, but I think they live in their own La La Land in their heads, where they just, you know, kind of, maybe they are singing and dancing in their own heads. Maybe that's, actually, maybe that is the reason. They also are in La La Land, is basically what I'm...
on a similar note, I say Vlade Divac is like Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, wow.
So he has to walk around every day knowing the mistakes he's made and how he can never unmake them. In this comparison, I'd say Vivek is more like Michelle Williams' character because he's been able to move on faster than Vlade.
Mm-hmm.
He still carries the pain around, of course, but he's got a new baby in that high-tech arena, and that's become his new fascination. Vlade, of course, was born on a stone floor and cares not for lavish American luxuries.
No, he doesn't. He has no time for that. You know, Arrival, it's about them trying to learn the new language of the aliens,
right.
Basically. I think it's like Jeff Hornacek going to New York, and they say they weren't gonna hire someone who wanted to use the triangle, but Hornacek still has to figure out this like triangular world in his head. So I can just see him sitting there staring at these images on the wall of like actual triangles and then all this stuff. Yeah, and slowly but surely, like, making inroads with Carmela, only to have him, like, pull back a little bit. Yeah.
Love it. All right, we're going to go and take a second to tell our listeners about that draft deal.
Oh, wow.
Do you play Daily Fantasy?
I try.
If so, you should be playing on Draft. Get this, your chances of winning on Draft are almost 3 times better than on FanDuel or DraftKings. The data shows that almost 90% of players lose on DraftKings. On FanDuel, over 40% of the money goes to just 1% of the players. If you're not a pro and not spending hours a day on fantasy, you should be playing on Draft. You'll win more often. It's statistically proven. On Draft, you do a simple snake draft, just like at the beginning of your season-long league. You can do drafts whenever you want. They last for just 1 day, and they take only minutes to complete. I have Draft on my phone and just did a 10-person draft, got Russell Westbrook with my second pick.
Nice.
About to do another. Join me, download Draft now. Just search Draft in the App Store. It'll come up first. Be sure to enter promo code ABPN when you download, and you will get a 100% bonus when you deposit. Again, search Draft in the App Store, and be sure to enter promo code ABPN. Back to the Oscars. Matt, have you seen Captain Fantastic?
No, I have not.
I haven't seen it yet either, but I watched the trailer.
That's good enough for this, Bob.
Viggo Mortensen, he wants to raise his kids to have a different sort of philosophy by raising them in the woods.
Nice.
Mike D'Antoni is our NBA's Captain Fantastic.
Okay.
He just wants to raise his team to think unlike other teams. He's going to impart his life philosophy to his guys because he believes it to be the best, and good luck trying to change his mind about that.
That's right. That's right. You know, Hell or High Water is about a couple of brothers, right?
Yeah.
They like getting into trouble, and I think that's the Morris twins, Bob.
Really? I said to say
it. Did you really? Oh, that's amazing. Because together, they work real well together, but eventually one of them's going rogue and getting shot by the cops, Bob. They together they kind of contain themselves, but just inch them apart a little bit, and they can inch them apart even when they're in the same scenario, and things just, it just all goes haywire. Why did you say this?
I was thinking the same thing, and I thought it would be funny, you know, if the Morris twins planned on robbing Robert Sarver. And
yeah.
I had to remind myself, like, how did Robert Sarver make all his money? He opened banks.
Banks. It's it's perfect.
Yeah, Markieff Morris is definitely the Ben Foster of this brotherhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought Dion Waiters turning down his player option at Oklahoma City to get less than half as much in Miami is like the kid falling asleep on the train in Lion.
Yeah.
Now he's in a better place and time in Miami, and it may help him get a new $75 million contract this summer. It's just like landing in the loving Australian arms of Nicole Kidman and her husband. Pat Riley is Nicole Kidman in this metaphor, of course.
Of course.
And Dev Patel is Miami's version of Dion Waiters.
Oh, I love it.
I thought Westbrook and Durant could have been Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
Oh, wow.
In La La Land.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an alternative reality where KD and Westbrook have a long, happy life together. But in this reality, KD moved on to a bigger stage while Westbrook is emphatically yelling about the merits of jazz. If Westbrook isn't Ryan Gosling, though,
who is he?
I would say because he probably won't win any awards this year, even though he's more entertaining and better overall than everyone else, makes him this year's John Wick 2.
Oh, yes. I saw that over the weekend.
Did you?
Oh, I did.
Was Russell Westbrook in it?
I mean, it was Westbrook. John Wick 2 shooting people in the face is like Westbrook just hogging the ball and shooting threes. Would it be fair to say that Best Director nominee Mel Gibson is kind of like LeBron James, Bob?
Oh, I'd be interested to hear you compare that.
Because we were all fans, and then all of a sudden, LeBron, when he went to Miami, and not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's on par, but I'm saying, you know, Mel had his period where we were like, what are you doing, dude? We kind of don't want to root for you. But then LeBron came back to Cleveland, showed some remorse, and Mel is trying to get his act together.
That's pretty good.
It's kind of a loose comparison.
That's
know,
pretty
to
good.
Play around with it.
I couldn't think of a Hacksaw Ridge comparison because I was too confused because I thought Mel Gibson thought World War II never happened. According
yeah.
to him.
Yeah, it happened, but it happened on a flat earth.
George Carl would like to dedicate Moonlight to all the NBA players who were raised without a father.
And so all of them, Bob, right? That's what he thinks? All of them were?
Lastly, I just beg Kyrie Irving to please go and watch Hidden Figures. The world is round.
Okay,
dude.
Yeah.
Bill Walton worked for the NBA again for a day just this past week. I don't know if you saw this. Wednesday night, Bill was commenting on the entire game while sitting on just like the stanchion behind the normal NBA announcers.
Yes.
He was wearing a tie-dye shirt. He looked like he wandered out of the crowd.
That's usually how he looks.
When I turned it on, they were talking UCLA and Lonzo Ball. I thought it was just going to be a short interview, but he ended up being there for the whole game.
Wait, he wasn't supposed to be there.
Well, it wasn't until a few days later that I realized, oh, that the network does this thing once a year, the crossover shows.
Right.
Walton's normally just doing college ball. He did say there was during a Cavs game that newest member of the Cavs, Derek Williams, he took a pretty bad shot at one point in the game, and Walton's quote was, one of the four worst possessions of his career.
Whoa.
I remember Walton saying a lot of John Madden, you know, ridiculous yeah. things when he was doing NBA games. He also said of the Carmelo situation, Bill Walton said, it doesn't matter to him which team he goes to as long as it's not one of the teams he likes. Do you know the teams that Bill Walton likes? There are... five teams.
Lakers.
Lakers are one.
Boston.
Celtics.
Portland.
Yep.
Clippers.
He doesn't like the Clippers.
Okay.
Donald Sterling. No, thank you.
Cleveland.
The other two teams he likes.
Golden State.
Are the Golden State.
And there's one more. Denver.
San Antonio.
San
Spurs.
Antonio, that's right. That was too normal. I was going, yeah.
So as long as Melo doesn't go to the Lakers, Warriors, Spurs, Blazers, or Celtics, he'll be fine. speaking of Melo, I saw that someone pointed out that after Melo was added to the All-Star team, he made 11 of 12 members of the 2016 Olympic team made the All-Stars.
Oh, wow.
So 11 of the 12 guys from last year's Olympics made the All-Stars. Do you know, Matt? Which guy did not make the All-Star
team? Yeah,
All-Star
I'm trying. You, as soon as you said that, I'm trying to think who. Did Chris Paul make it? Was he on the All-Star team?
He wasn't on All-Star
okay.
or Olympic team.
Yeah, yeah.
He had the broken hand.
Oh, that's right. Who?
To be fair, he didn't play very much for the Olympic team. But he's doing pretty well on his new team.
On his new team, huh?
That's right. He has the same name as the actor who played Indiana Jones.
Oh, wow.
Same
Harrison
first.
Barnes. Yeah. That, I didn't even think about that.
You don't think of him as an all-star Olympian. Let's just take it to our diss of the week, Matt.
Yo mama is so fat.
Got a few nominees this week. CJ Miles had a backhanded compliment slash diss for the Cheesecake Factory this week.
How dare he?
He said of their strawberry lemonade, "That shit is fire. It's like diabetes in a cup."
Who said this?
CJ Miles.
CJ Miles. Okay. It's right. He's right on both accounts.
Oh, we were just talking about Carmelo Anthony at the All-Star break. He wasn't thrilled about having to be the injury replacement for Kevin Love because he had already planned his trip to Puerto Rico and he couldn't get a refund.
Did he have to accept it?
He had to accept it based on the collective bargaining agreement, apparently. I don't know what section or article, but his agent probably told him, so I'll trust him. But Anthony was asked about, you know, his time at the All-Star break. He got over going to Puerto Rico, but he did say to the media this weekend, "This is definitely therapy for me. I mean, being here, even though I got to talk to you guys, this is a break for me to come here and not have to deal with my situation or our organization."
Just throwing it all out
there. A canceled vacation is better than having to be around Phil Jackson for 72 hours.
Tell us how you really feel, Carmelo.
Oh, I saw KC Johnson tweeted a quote from Robin Lopez.
Okay.
Robin Lopez said his brother, Brooke, once told him he'd trade him to a high school team for a bag of Cheetos.
You sent me that one. That was good.
And I think the diss of the week this week came from Hannibal Buress. So NBA 2K set up a corner at All-Star Weekend where they had big screens, people could come and play 2K. The players like 2K a lot. They play a lot on the roads. KD was playing a video game, and Hannibal Buress walked up to him with a microphone and asked him, "Hey, KD, if you lose this game, are you going to join the other team?"
did Durant appreciate that?
Durant was wearing headphones and didn't really hear him. He was just like, "What? What?"
Nice.
That was our diss of the week. Hilarious, Hannibal.
On the next episode of Brick House.
It'll be after the trade deadline, so we'll fill you in on who made the best trades and which GMs we think will be fired first. Is it possible we're talking about someone who looks dumber than the Kings or Kyrie Irving by next weekend?
I would say odds are yes.
Yeah. Wow. You're hoping for the moon.
Yeah. Can the Kings look dumber than themselves next week?
They could top themselves. Okay. All right. Follow us on Twitter at BrickHousePod. Check out our website, BrickHousePodcast.com. Remember the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. Got a lot of great pods that you should check out there. Oh, and also, we just want to remind our listeners, Matt and I are like Tinkerbell. But instead of clapping your hands, you just have to rate and review our show on iTunes.
That's a good one. I was very confused where you were going with this.
It's how we stay alive. If you believe in BrickHouse, please go and do that.
Yeah.
Once our round world spins around another seven times, we'll be back on the next episode of Brickhouse.